I forget what I was watching the other night, but I was shocked when the deal came across for Ilya Kovalchuk to the Devils. I think it's a perfect fit given that, you know, this is a team that's needed a scorer like Kovalchuk for years. They have Parisi. I think it's going to work out very well for New Jersey. Your thoughts on the Ilya Kovalchuk deal going to the Devils?
Yeah, if there's anywhere that can take a guy who is so offensively gifted yet has some defensive liabilities that have to be made up for by the team around him, New Jersey would be the place where such a guy could fit. They did it before with Alexander McGillney. It was about 10 years ago when they were on their way to a cup. And it'll be really interesting to see how he changes the dynamic of that team, because there's almost a lineup effect where you plug him up at the top and it creates that much more opportunity for everybody else in the lineup as well, because obviously Kovalchuk's going to draw all the toughest opposition from an opponent. So for their secondary scorers, it might provide more favorable matchups for them as well.
Back to tonight's game in our last couple minutes here on WCWP. It's the SportsWire. Islanders, Nashville tonight. Islanders started out hot. Month ago, you think this is a team that's maybe going to contend for that final spot in the playoffs. Now you're not so sure. Your thoughts on the Islanders so far this year?
Well, it's just interesting to see such a commitment to youth that's going on there in Long Island. Garth Snow has really loaded up on the draft picks, and you get the sense that there's a vision there and that there's a positive direction being taken. And sure, they're not there yet. They're in a battle for their playoff lives right now. But the road ahead has to be encouraging for Islanders fans. It's been a long walk out of the darkness, I'm sure, but you have to look at guys like Tavares and so many others that are in that lineup. And it's just encouraging to have talent like that that you know is going to develop over time.
So the good news is that one of these teams going to get a win tonight, a win they both so badly need. Maybe you could make an argument the Islanders even more than Nashville. But the key to the game tonight for Nashville, Dirk, you think is?
It's going to be getting back to whole team offensive performance. They're going to be plugging in a few different bodies tonight. They've called up a couple guys from Milwaukee, their AHL affiliate. Look for Colin Wilson, who was their first-round draft pick in 2008. He's going to be picking up one of the center spots. And if he can get things clicking and they can generate chances from more than just their top line, but also through their second, third, that's going to be essential to getting them back on track.
Dirk, we like to talk about it from time to time, and you have to in today's NHL. Tell us a little bit before we let you go about the state of hockey in Nashville right now. We know what it is in New York, where the Islanders, frankly, we're all kind of worried and half expecting them to be gone in a decade's time. What about Nashville? What about the state of Predators hockey down there in Tennessee?
Well, it's a building process, certainly. They're year on year, they're growing the fan base slowly but surely, and what they need to really get things rolling is a playoff run. That's what can really spark the excitement. And you've seen that in all the different NHL cities. When Anaheim made a cup run, Tampa Bay, Carolina, Dallas, that was essential to getting those markets energized about the NHL. With the Predators, they've been fortunate. They've seen the results of a lot of hard work to marginally grow the fan base year over year. And I expect that this year's, when the big factor we look at here is paid attendance, average paid attendance. I expect they'll probably make a slight improvement over the previous year on that front. If they can make the playoffs, that'll be a big bonus. And the big news that we're all waiting for, there's a lot of rumors that there's going to be a new title sponsor for the arena downtown. There's a small local company called the Somme Group, which has sponsored it for the last three seasons. But the rumors that are making the rounds is that Bridgestone, which is a major corporate partner of the NHL, and they have their North American corporate headquarters in Nashville, the rumor is that they're going to buy the naming rights to the arena, and hopefully we'll get an announcement there very soon, and that'll be a very positive development for the team.
Islanders, Predators, tonight about 45 minutes away, puck drop at the Nassau Coliseum. The website is ontheforecheck.com. It's Dirk Hogue. Dirk, thanks so much. A lot of fun.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
All right, that's Dirk Hogue on theforecheck.com. We'll come back more on the Sports Wire, but first, here's a WCWP fast break.